Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan. We are looking at a great theme today, and it's found in Romans chapter 11. I want to read to you from verse 29, and today is going to be short because I have to run. I'm on my way to Ohio to a conference to speak about the evangel, and so it'll be short today, but I think it'll be full of truth. For verse 29 of Romans 11, we read, "For unregretted are the graces and the calling of God. God never regretted in calling Abraham and calling the nation of Israel and giving them the promises. That was never a regret. Even though Israel sinned horribly to the point of idolatry, God did not regret giving these promises. Verse 30, he goes, "For even as you once," speaking to us Gentiles, "were stubborn toward God," and that's in reference to Genesis 12 to the Apostle Paul. So Genesis 12 to Acts 12 in our Bibles. "Yet now we're shown mercy at their stubbornness. We Gentiles today are having mercy shown to us because of the stubbornness of Israel." And this mercy is displayed in the from Acts 13 through the letter of Philemon. "Thus these also are now stubborn to this mercy of yours." And so during this time that the Apostle Paul's stewardship is in effect to the nations, the Jews are stubborn to this mercy of ours, "that now they also may obtain mercy." And why does all this happen? Why were the Gentiles once stubborn and now obtaining mercy, and now the Jews are stubborn and they're going to obtain mercy? And here's why. He says in verse 32, "For God locks up all together in stubbornness." Why does God do this? Notice God does this, that he should be merciful to all. God brings man down to his lowest point, stubbornness. Nothing worse than stubbornness. You ever have a child who's stubborn? A stubborn child, we'd like to call them brats sometimes. God has locked us up all together in stubbornness. We're all a bunch of selfish brats. Why? That he should be merciful to all. God lets man go to be to their worst so he can show mercy. God plays Israel and the nations against each other that each in turn may have their mercy shown to them. And then he continues in verse 33, "Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God." There's a depth to these things. "Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How inscrutable are his judgments and untraceable his ways. For who knew the mind of the Lord, or who became his fellow advisor?" Did you? Did God consult with you when he woke up this morning on what to do next? "Who gives to him first, and it will be repaid him?" All we give, we got from him first. We don't give to him first, and we repaid him. "Seeing that out of him, and through him, and for him is all. To him be the glory for the eons. Amen." And I'm going to read you a comment here from A.E. Nock on verse 36. "This is the most comprehensive statement which can be uttered. God is the source of all, the channel of all, and the object of all. The universe sprang out of him, it has its course in him, and he will be its ultimate. This settles all speculation as to the origin of all things. Creation is out of God, not out of nothing. This explains universal history. God is the one back of all the movements of mankind. This reveals the goal of all things. God is so guiding all his creatures that eventually he will become their all. To him indeed be glory for the eons." Isn't it a great truth? The creation didn't spring out of nothing. It came out of God. That reveals the source out of him. And then when it says in verse 36, through him, this explains history. All the events in history, take all the time from Adam, all the movements of nations, individuals, all the details of history is through him, and then all this leads back to him. All is moving toward this goal. Some of the old poets, the heathen poets, talked about a fifth act that God would one day pull off and fix everything. Well, They were right, but they just didn't know which God was going to do it. Well, we see it revealed here in the Epistle to the Romans. This is a great truth, and think about it. All the creation, all that has been going on, creation came out of God. History is through God, and all is leading to Him and for Him. Think about it. Don't worry about what Obama's going to do or what Putin's going to do or what Greece is going to do. Don't worry about these things. God has a purpose in all of them. We don't see them now. Sometimes we have to suffer, go through trial and tribulation and famine, nakedness and sword. But God is working all things in accord with the counsel of His own will. Take courage in that this weekend. Take courage that God is not reactionary. He's proactive. God's not waiting for us to do anything. God has got it all planned out, and it's going to come to a glorious conclusion. And friend, you find out in your letters, in your letters of Paul, what your role is in God's creation, and just seek by His grace and through His Spirit to live it out here and now. And we thank Him that He's in control. You guys have a great weekend.